I'm Reggie Yakee from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a quick look at what is making news. There may be a break in the 8-year-old case of murdered Washington intern Chandra Levy. D.C. police say they expect to arrest a suspect soon. CNN has learned the suspect is Igmar Gwandike. He is serving a 10-year sentence for 2 assaults in the same park where Levy's remains were found. Levy's case got national attention after it was discovered that she had an affair with former Congressman Gary Condon. A busy day ahead for President Obama. He will hold what he calls a fiscal responsibility summit this afternoon to work on a strategy for cutting the country's deficit in half by 2013. A CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll says that 73% of Americans are scared about the state of the country. That is up 6% from October. At the same time, when asked how things were going for them personally, the numbers, well, they might surprise you. 77% said well, 22% said badly. Some laid-off Microsoft workers are being told to give back part of their severance pay. A tech blog reports that some of the 1,400 employees who were let go received a letter, and it said an accounting error overpaid some and underpaid others. Those who got too much were told to pay it back. Embattled Senator Roland Burris is ignoring calls for his resignation. The Illinois Democrat reportedly met with federal authorities during the weekend about conflicting statements that he gave when he testified that he had no contact with staffers for now former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Burris insists he did nothing wrong. And the day before Fat Tuesday is almost as crazy as the finale in New Orleans. Festivities kick off this hour. There are 2 big parades uptown, the Proteus Parade tonight, then the star-studded Orpheus Parade after sundown. Joan Rivers and Jim Belushi are expected to ride this year. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live as we bring you the updates throughout the day.